Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You know what to do. Get to heapsnormal.com. When you buy a slab, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Clean yourselves up this festival season with a couple of heapses.
You're looking like a bloke that needs a whole lot of heapses over the next few months.
Okay. Reverse this seven signs of aging with heapses.
You say Lord Muck in your new show. Yeah. I've not heard Lord Muck in some time, and yet here I am sitting in a real high rise apartment while you get it cleaned by someone who's not you. That's where Heggy is.
It's getting cleaned as it gets cleaned once a week, and you've turned up at the 30-minute period where it's getting cleaned.
You told him to wait. Came in this morning going, no, wait till he's here.
You'll show off. You'll hear a bit of noise here and a bit of yelling from me to keep the noise down.
Heaps Normal, if you want some delicious non-alcoholic beers, turn your life around. Get it, bloody Heaps Normals, up in your guts.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggy. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggy. How you going, mate?
Mate, fantastic. First of all, thanks to everyone that bought tickets for our Perth show. It's now sold out.
Yes.
May the 13th.
Sucked in.
Oasis Comedy there in Perth.
No tie kickers, no latecomers.
Ages away and it's bloody begging. Sold out. What's that?
No begging for tickets.
No begging. There's nothing.
You had your chance.
It's all done.
It's done.
It is all
See
done.
See ya.
If you, next time, we are announcing a whole bunch more live shows soon. If you want first crack at those tickets, and our spin-off Podland Larrikins. We put out a few of those a month. Get around our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Support the boys here at MFB HQ.
It would be much appreciated. And big news on that front at MFB HQ. We're moving up the charts.
Oh, yeah?
We are the number 111 hot comedy podcast.
111. Where?
In Chad.
Sick.
Yes. Who's mucking around there? What's happened there? How many listeners do you reckon you need to be number 100? It must be one. You reckon there's more than one person listening to this in Chad?
Yep.
Or you think it's a VPN thing?
Well, no. Some people have accused us that some of our stats may be bumped up in different countries by VPN.
Yeah.
No, I just think Chad's coming up. We've got a
Chad.
Perth live show now.
Yeah.
Maybe Chad 2024.
Man, Chad, that would be a day. I'd go to Chad well before Bali.
Would you?
Oh, 100%. Their internet's probably way better than Australia.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Love to go to Chad.
Maybe the listeners can let us know. How do we get to Chad?
Oh.
Emirates, Eddie had to fly there. One of those that fly there.
Yeah, you can get to Chad.
Singapore Airlines.
No worries. You can get to Chad.
Easy.
You might have to go to France and then down to Chad or something.
Oh, God, of course. Make it about you and your life. Want to see some rellos?
I had a little bit of niggle this week from a.
By the way, if there is a little bit of noise, Heggy still has his servant.
Yeah,
kicking around.
Yeah, you might hear the odd slap or something going on. So don't worry about it. Just ignore it. Carry on. Little bit of niggle in person, in fact, which I respect a little more. Had a listener of this very podcast in my show. His friend was forced to listen to us on a long drive to Melbourne. Her complaint. Got through nearly an entire episode, and yet there was no violence yet.
Oh.
Turned it off. So It won't always be blood. Yeah. If that's your thing, go watch that fighting shit that so many bro-pro types are currently enamored with. If you must listen to this, though, someone's forcing your ears open, for example, and it's unimpressive, apply for a full refund wherever Nicholas J. Cody receives messages and emails for this. Good luck.
No violence. Yeah, it is true. It's called mid-flight brawl, but sometimes it is just about someone getting maggot and
whatever. I mean, what are we going to, it's not just a part, come on, take it easy.
Well, I hope you're ready, Heggy, because we've spoken about before, if you get, you'll get 15 million positive comments, one negative one, and you'll bloody lock in on that.
Of course.
I think that's just what humans do. But you've got a new special coming out. It'll be out today.
Yes.
For the normal listeners, Patreon listeners have got this episode a few days early. It drops on Thursday.
Yeah, on YouTube. It's
Thursday the 20th of April.
Yeah, I believe so.
Pick Hitler's birthday for any particular reason?
That's how I start the show. Singing happy birthday to Adolf. No.
The only reason I know that fact is I was due on that date.
Oh, were you?
Held out, yeah.
Oh, okay. Out.
Just stayed in there for another 10 days.
Yeah, right.
Born same day as Nicky Webster was meant to be.
Oh.
Exact same day, same year.
You're the same age.
Exact same dance. Age as Nicky Webster.
Dance, Nicky Webster, dance. On Parramatta Road, the illustrious strip shops of Parramatta Road where, you've got to have good eyes to see what's going on there because you're flying past those shops at 60 minimum. Nicky Webster had a dance studio there for some time.
Yeah. I think COVID got rid of it.
Nicky Webster dance. I did it.
Yeah.
Can't sweat too much.
Also, for our international listeners, Nicky Webster, famous for Strawberry Kisses, but also singing at the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
Mm. How old were you then?
13.
Oh, right. Did she attend the opening ceremony and sing?
No, I think she sang at the opening
But she also
ceremony.
Was at the thing 8 years early when they went, Sidonie is the winner. No, isn't that correct?
Oh, is that? Oh, I thought
they
she
brought
sang
her through
at the...
from, oh, okay. I thought she was a little kid then. It's like, yeah, Sydney. And then
no, she would have been five went, then.
Yeah. She's like, she wasn't singing.
Ah. Sydney.
They developed her into a singer after that, I believe. Or maybe I'm mistaken. It was just some other random kid that looked the same to me.
Yeah. No, there she was. Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that lovely bit of trivia?
Yeah. There you go.
Excellent.
I was too busy playing in Werribee Tigers under 14s.
Oh, right.
Bit of a different path.
At the age of five. show Tip Rat featuring none other than Cam Knight as well in there.
Mm.
He's on YouTube this week. Get around it.
Mm-hmm.
Send some complaints in if you want.
Yeah. I know I'm about to cop a complaint from one man right now, and that is when I tell you, Heggy, I am the proud...
Oh, no, thanks. We're all right. It's all good. Thank you. Just the sheets and towels, the main thing. Thank you very much. See ya.
You are... Conrad, you've got to leave that all in. Cut out me saying this. But leave all that in. And make it the outro.
What's the world come to? I've got to pick up my own cheese and bacon balls from under the couch.
Cheese and bacon balls. Fucking hell.
Standard.
You are now looking at the proud owner-operator of an electric lawnmower. How does that make you feel?
I feel grubby even sitting opposite you. Ozito.
No. Went the Ryobi. Went one step up. It's like when you go to a pub and you order a wine, never order the house wine.
No.
You can order the second worst one.
Yeah.
That'll be way better.
Sure. Yep.
I went the Ryobi. I'd been hand mowing my backyard, one of those push mowers, for some time. And fuck me, it has done some damage to the shoulders.
Yeah. Doesn't handle the wet.
No, it does not.
Why would you mow in the wet? Just wait till it's dry.
Well,
never dries.
Yeah, that is one of the problems with being in Melbourne. Mm. It's really hot for a bit and then fucking wet the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Electric lawnmower, though, I knew that would have upset you a little bit.
You're not going to save the world with an electric lawnmower.
Yeah.
One can of two-stroke every two or three years, I reckon you'd be all right. You're more damage farting in your backyard than that. Get a cow.
Mate, you could get the whole set, electric whippersnipper, electric leaf blower.
I know.
Same battery pack. You know the drill.
Yeah. Oh, it's a battery pack. You don't have a cord going across the yard.
No, fuck. It's not.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not 2005. That can only end poorly, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Really sharp blades with a power cord.
Yeah. Dumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they made them when they came out.
I sometimes almost get in that pickle ironing.
Oh, but you run know, out of the cord.
Oh, just get too close to... I've wrapped up the cord the wrong way. It's a little bit haggard and trying to line around.
Yeah. They do twist up those cords. Why don't they just get a better one? Nah. Thick one, like a fucking hose.
Well, now, mine's an $8 Kmart iron. That's probably why.
That is the problem.
I assume there are some better ones.
Mm. Well, mate.
Should we crack in?
Yes. Let's get going.
It is a massive ep. Thanks again for listening. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl and make sure you get around Heggie's special tip rat out now on YouTube. Only positive comments.
JMB Records, Harlequin, Rashes. All right, mate. This week we're looking at British Airways, December 19, 2012.
BA. Good to be back on BA.
Oh, yes.
They pop up occasionally and they're usually fucking raring.
Yeah, this is pretty good. I mean, this is New York to London and a bloke by the name of Damien Kington, 35. Already a problem. Damien with an A. Damien.
Oh, yep.
Not for that. One of the original misspelt names, isn't it? This sort of bad example. Open the gates for every arsehole to start misspelling otherwise normally named children. Now look where we are.
Now, I wonder too, with BA, they seem to pop up in here a lot more than Qantas. Mm. Is there a lot? They've got to be doing a lot more flights, surely.
Yeah. Well, the transatlantic flights, a lot more anger, a lot more Brits.
Yeah, a lot more Brits. A
lot more people. Although Damien was an Australian national living in New York. Not special anymore, is it? Americans are very well aware of what Australians are now. They don't like what they see.
What's he doing there? Is he an artist of some type or has he opened one of the many coffee shops in New York? Melbourne-style cafes?
Yeah.
I used to go to one called Flinders Lane when I lived in New York.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's all ambitious actors and coffee snobs and no one gives a shit. Had a good run when it was all about crocodiles for 30 years, didn't we? Over there, they loved it. Croc Dundee followed not so hot on the heels by the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah, I think that G'day now, LA thing just fucked us.
Yeah.
As soon as we started doing
G'day,
those.
G'day, mate. Oh.
Yep. No, those junkets. There's almost a week, or it's a festival called G'day LA.
Still going.
Aussies in LA, yep.
Fuck off. What?
Yeah, they just
like a networking thing.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do they do?
Richard Wilkins normally pops up.
Yeah, but what's the purpose?
Just to introduce Aussies to Americans.
Yeah. Like some sort of parade or a party or what?
Yeah, I think it's more of a party thing.
Fuck.
A red carpet event.
Oh, that's your domain these days, isn't it?
Fuck, no, it's not.
Sinking the toes into the red carpet. You don't see a lot of Birkenstocks on a red carpet till you came along.
Mate, I'll tell you what, they'd never seen when I was there. Shorts. Shorts and an electric bike battery.
From Damien's online bio, he is an accomplished and energetic brand communications and marketing leader with extensive global experience in disruptive technology and financial services businesses.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Uber.
Oh.
Is that what he's doing? Ads for Uber?
Nah, worse. I mean, if a layman can't make sense of your bio, you probably should just be bashed. I'm not for that at all. You should see the shit. He also states in his Weebly bio, Weebly's just a website builder, isn't it? Like that shit, Wix.
Is it?
Shit like that, I think.
Is so. Weebly?
I don't know.
I was thinking of Weeb. No, what's that Chinese TikTok. WhatsApp?
Signal.
Weibo?
No idea.
That's Weebly.
What they got? No, it's not a chat. It's a, yeah, I think it's a website. But I don't know, some shit. He has a variety of interests.
Oh, it is too. You spell on.
Variety of interests from fashion to travel to the arts. So just setting one foot outside the closet there.
Fashion.
Oh, man. Yeah. I read on past all the mumbo jumbo and I was heartened by my accurate suspicions, but also.
By the way, just quickly, with fashion, you know, you hear occasionally there'll be an article where nurses come out and they say, no, everyone wants to die surrounded by loved ones, but it rarely happens. We're in the room when people pass and what they tell us. Nobody's ever said, I wish I dressed up even more.
Oh, nah.
I wish I waste more time. I wasted more time on fashion.
Yeah.
It's got to be the lowest. And I know we're just two blokes in shorts and T-shirts in a room right now.
Yeah.
With partners who would probably want us to put in a little bit more effort.
Wow. If we started putting effort in front of each other, that would be cause for concern. Like a pair of Sheilas trying to out-impress each other with our fashion. I mean, like on your deathbed, not many would say, I wish I made more money either. A few would.
Well, this is the one that I think you hear that's the number one thing. I wish I never worked as hard.
Yeah.
Wish I spent more time with my family. But that, I reckon it's because you're getting people in a hospital bed at a certain... I guarantee this cunt's dying under a bridge. They're like, fuck, I wish I worked a bit harder.
Yeah.
This is fucked. I cooked this. I wish I'd put in a lot more effort.
I don't know. Well, why didn't they? On that topic, I had a clip on the Weebly, Charlie Pickering's The Weebly recently.
The Weekly, yeah.
And it was about Airbnbs and all that sort of shit. It was a few weeks ago. And had a little squiz at the comments. Pretty good.
Mm.
Things like, if this guy's so upset, like completely missing the point of everything, if this guy's so upset, why doesn't he just go and buy a house? Or shit like that. And that sparked a debate with other people. As other people going, I worked very hard for my house and I had to forego a lot of things. People want everything for nothing now. Like, yeah. Just patting yourselves on the back, shit.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Really good. not too much. This is shit. Little bit of it, of course, obviously.
Stock standards.
Put them in the file.
I had one the other day from James.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I think we brought it up in the intro last week.
Yeah.
fucking James.
James.
Not Jane, not James,
Jame.
J-A-M-E.
Bloke, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, no profile picture, like a hero.
So I was a bit ashamed that I had jumped to conclusions. But by the same token, when you're correct, it's not really jumping to anything, is it?
No.
He's board chair for the New York City Gay Men's Chorus.
Oh.
So, fair enough. Get into the fashion. All is forgiven. It's fine.
I want to know what he's done on this plane.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. It's only really worthy.
What is it? They said 10 to 12% of the population are gay.
Yeah.
Not on this show.
No, not really.
Fuck. We might have only had two in 160-odd episodes.
Two that we know of, Nick. Yeah. They don't all have to go around waving streamers and running down the street like you say they do. They can just live normal lives.
No, but normally we'd find out.
Yeah.
It'd be in there.
It's only really worthy of comment at all because the gay community generally far less involved. Yeah, no, not much violence. Usually, it's people, you know, who look or act like you. after a rare bit of biographical honesty, it's straight back to the hocus pocus list of shit he thinks people should think about him. This is his list.
Here we go. Yep.
I'm smart, creative, loyal, collaborative, optimistic. Giving, and always eager to learn and grow.
I don't want to make an assumption of Damien here, but I reckon he may have come from a bogan background because loyal is a real, that's a dead shit one. If you, I'm loyal.
Yeah.
That's always that's a Commodore profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon it's the last bit of bogan. He can't shake that off.
Yeah. I'm fucking loyal. They love loyalty. Don't touch my fucking cousin. This is a cousin who fucking molested you when you were a kid. Don't touch my codes, my code. I'm loyal. Family. Got it written on myself.
Respect.
I tried to find the bastard on social media, and Damien King is actually very common as a name, made more difficult by the fact there's a hashtag Damien King who's into male mastery and motivational greed shit. You know, that sort of male, men are still men sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite. MRA stuff.
Yeah.
On the same.
Not quite Andrew Tate, but around.
A little bit. Somewhere between the men's shed, slam the door of that behind them, and they're walking towards Andrew Tate on the horizon. They're in that little bit.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
Just fucking modern entrepreneurs. They're always, you know, this is how you achieve what I did.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what else they are. Always bald.
You reckon?
And reasonably muscular.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis shit it is.
Yeah.
And just look at me. Bald shithead with crazy eyes, go to the gym a lot and does startups and tells us we should be sleeping more. There's one of them. Fucking hate these guys. Make more of an effort to be like me, everybody. Anyway, currently Damien is the global head of marketing at LiquidNet or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
At LiquidNet, we help investors transform ideas into alpha. The fuck does that mean?
oh, is that the end of it?
ALPHA.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's another sentence. Providing seamless access to a world of opportunities. This is just fucking mumbo jumbo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Help investors. So they're just giving the investors, they're just taking people's money and go put it into this.
Mm. Yeah. There should really be a queue of people Alpha. That we get one day and go, right, you've got one sentence telling me what your job is, and that's being generous. Go. And if you can't, if I don't understand it by the end, you get a punch in the nose. Damien would be dead by the end of this. I think we've sufficiently set the scene anyway.
Middleman shit? Is this under middleman shit?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's just those invented fucking hocus pocus rich person shit that we're not supposed to ask too many questions about.
Liquid net.
Yeah. Don't look into it. Like, you won't get much out of it. If you can, I mean, I'm sure someone will know.
About Alpha.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. The Global Institutional Investment Network.
Yeah. So,
LiquidNet is a global institutional investment network that connects asset managers with liquidity. That is such
a. What the fuck is that?
That just means it. So, LiquidNet connects people that invest in stuff with people that want to invest in stuff.
Yeah.
Ultimate middleman.
Yeah. But not using the MM fucking dirty word.
Connects capital market company, connects asset managers with liquidity.
Yeah.
Cash. It's just cash.
We sell your stuff for you. You could do it yourself, but give us your money. We're taking a cut of the action. Anyway, Damien, you'll enjoy this.
Uh-huh.
He was one of 30 passengers flying on the exclusive business class 32-seater service that operates between New York and London.
Wow.
I didn't know about this. Did you know BA run a private
business class only fly? Mm. Yeah.
Little fella.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yep. You know, there's not many of them. I think they took over for not Concorde. There was an airline that was just doing that. I think it was like Paris to New York.
Yeah, right. Concorde got done over, didn't they?
Mm.
Someone chucked a bloody retread out on the
20-cent coin out on the thing like a train track.
Derailed the whole thing. Over. I smell a rat. They haven't put Boeing out of business for one simple crash, have they? They've had multiple. I don't like it.
So what was this technology-driven agency execution specialist? What was he doing in there?
Is that what are you going to read off a bunch of them throughout? Keep it up on the screen. Did you know, though, you can charter a jet from London to New York for about 70K, 10 to 16 people on it. That's about 4.5K each.
That's what, I remember.
Your fighting mates and shit would do that.
No, Oh, if you get the full 14 on.
You get the full 16 on.
Oh, 16, yeah.
70K, that's not, I wouldn't do it obviously, but that's not as dear as I thought it would be.
No. People here, like when Tim Dillon, the comedian Tim Dillon that we opened for here in Australia, he said he wanted to get from Perth to the Daintree Rainforest and the flights were all overnight layovers and fucked and or a Jetstar and he just got a private jet. I don't know what it cost him, but Australia, it cost a fucking shitload more. In America, there's people doing it all the time.
Yeah, right. Land of the free.
Walmart. I've watched a YouTube doco on Walmart have private jets to get their heads around to different Walmart stores because it actually makes financial sense when they're going between certain towns that you can't.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Mm. Hopefully they land on a couple of their trolley collectors or something in the car park, squash them. They can cushion the fall so the tyres don't wear out too quickly on their Harriers. What did he do just before the flight took off?
Did he manage an electronic marketplace for institutional trading?
As well as that, he's a multitasker. There must be multitasking in there somewhere. He took a Xanax and an Ambien.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Now, according to some drug advice authorities, I've done my own research on, this is a practice that should be avoided.
Yeah.
Even though they're both depressants, and if I know anything about anything, double negatives are fucking brilliant, should make you happy. Have one beer, sad. Two beers, sappy. Yeah. It's
keep it even.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know how that goes.
That's like, why we didn't get home till late last night, because we almost left on 7 pints.
Yeah.
God, I don't want to be down in the dumps.
No, I want a happy ride home. Smile on my face. 8 beers. When taken together, though, against the odds, they amplify the side effects.
Oh.
Do you want to know the main side effects associated with this practice?
All right.
Severe drowsiness, breathing problems, coma, and death.
To me, coma's worse than death.
Yeah, similar sort of experience.
Yeah, there's something about What could happen if I have this? Coma.
Coma.
Not yeah. even you'll fall into, eh?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Coma. Arguably, death is a side effect of everything, including life itself. One of the side effects of having a good time is imminent death.
Yeah.
All the time. So, you know, the best times you can have. Good die.
You want to get to 100?
Do I?
Yeah.
No?
No?
No interest.
Yeah. What are you aiming for? What's a...
Oh, just a sudden death. It's not my fault. That's all I want. I just want it to be. It's got to, just something. In my sleep, not my fault.
Yeah.
Not being sick for years, being a burden on every bastard.
Yeah.
And in pain and, you know, shit in the bed and all this and that.
Yeah.
Not having that.
Just check out.
Probably 70 odd. I'm going to start setting puzzles for myself. And if I fail them, there'll be an elaborate trap set up that's going to kill me in my house.
You're going to do the movie Saw to yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Ambien, very commonly seen on planes and the aftermath of being a fuckwit on one. It's often cited as a real culprit from what I've seen, from what we've documented already.
A lot of flight attendants talk about, they say...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a certain way people sleep when they're on this sort of stuff.
Oh, like, right.
Fuck. They are out. And sometimes people take it. Problem with the flight, turns around, has to land somewhere else. You know, and they're 3 hours into a 14-hour flight and they just can't wake people up.
People, right. You're out for a certain amount of hours once
it's really hard to wake them.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've never had. I prefer the natural sleeping tablet, which is two bottles of red on a plane.
Yeah. Or do some goddamn work.
Yeah.
Get tired, have a guilt-free conscience, sleep like a baby every night.
You're doing fingertip fucking chin-ups in the... in the overhead luggage compartment. Sorry, guys. Just trying to knack myself out. Don't want to take sleeping tablets.
I reckon there'd be footage out there of someone doing chin-ups on a plane.
It's on a train almost every second train I've been on.
Them off.
A bloke in a singlet doing pull-ups.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Didn't have time at home, mate. It takes 5 minutes a day.
I don't think there's a home.
Oh, okay. Well, when the train's your home, go for your lives, fellas. Some homeless are fucking ripped. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, how are regular run-of-the-mill fuckwit people allowed to take it on planes? Whatever you can shove down your gullet before security, that's a write-off. But people seem to be able to pop them on the plane.
Yeah.
So have pills with you.
Oh, yeah.
How does that fucking work?
What do you mean? They're legal pills.
Maybe shouldn't be. Maybe prescription drugs should be not taken on a plane.
Yeah, well, I think people should maybe go half.
Are they prescription?
I think people do get them.
Like, what do you
probably see a doctor than a psychologist or something? Or a doctor if you can't sleep and, you know, they'll give you stuff.
Well, yeah. I told you, I'm not a doctor. I'd tell people just to fuck off.
Once I got offered Xanax and I said, I could just cut out the fucking 8 coffees a day and drinking every night and get back to the gym. I'll do that first. And I've never had one. And I knew it was bad news because backstage at a comedy gig one night, I was chatting to some comics and went, how's this? The doctor today offered me Xanax or Valium and I didn't take them. And everyone's like, did you fucking take them?
You got the script?
Yeah, you got the script. You should fucking take them.
Yeah.
Going, oh, Jesus. And these are comics that I'd never see doing anything. Go, Jesus Christ.
Oh, behind closed doors, they are fucking grim comics. Yeah. That's where they do their worst stuff. What you see on the surf, that's nothing. Tip of the iceberg, why these lunatics act out in public. They spend a lot of time in their homes. And they get up after midday. Something's fucking quite wrong with adults doing that. So Damien's on a business class only flight. You know what you're like with grubby background and propensity for being a fucking tip rat? When you get afforded luxury, you just cut sick. You go, what the fuck? There's lobster on the buffet. I'm staying. I'd miss appointments for that. I've never been privy to this sort of shit.
Yeah.
I'm having everything. Well, I reckon Damien was probably like that.
I'm telling you, it's the with the loyal in the bio.
Yeah.
That's come out.
Got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got pockets full of oysters or whatever
get
from the
lounge.
Get a slick
little fucking haircut every week or you like, Damien, I'm on to you. He has tipped down his throat 4 or 5 small bottles of wine for good measure.
There we go.
So I don't think they count on those.
But those little bottles of wine on a plate, I've told you, they're 2.4 drinks.
Mm. They will creep up.
Yeah. And they charge you the same as a beer, so why wouldn't you just get the wine?
Oh, crazy. Fucking what? Losing money.
You are throwing it away.
It's losing value. Yeah. It's not money on those, is it? No. It's whatever you want. Yeah. Oh, get what you can. well, this mate is different depressants, total of 3, odd number. Yeah. Bad time. Back to lunacy. Much like breaking.
Fucking smoke a joint, Damien. You got to.
Yeah. It's like breaking a man's nose.
Yeah.
Like you do it. Even numbers, no problem. Odd numbers, no good.
Yeah.
You need it broken. You know, you don't want a wonky.
Mm.
Someone's got a wonky. Odd number of times they've been punched in the nose. Simple mathematics. Damien began being disruptive and, according to the captain, was effing and blinding in the galleyway. Sounds like 200 years ago talk, doesn't it? Effing as in fucking, like saying fucking. Blinding, don't know what that means. Yeah. Anyway, just some, you know, cussing talk. Two passengers sitting near Damien while he was cussing caught his attention. So he stood over them in an intimidating manner and called them what? One word, 10 crisp Australian dollars, if you guess this correctly.
One word.
Mm. The plural of one word, he called them.
Oh, I'm going to say the loyal part's
for the,
coming
for
out.
The half for I'll get in a $5. I'll give you the first letter.
Oh, all right.
You want to take that chance or you want to go for the 10?
Yeah, because if you
going
say
for the full 10?
No, I'll go for the 5, but if you say C, I'll be upset.
No, it's not.
No.
Good. P.
P. Pricks.
Nah. The other one. Pedophiles.
Oh, man, you almost got me there. Almost did it was Randy Marsh on Wheel of Fortune.
He was given a written warning to remain seated and stop the unruly behaviour. What do you reckon he did with the note?
Oh, tore it up, threw it.
Standard.
Turned it into confetti.
Yeah. Captain came out to confront him. Must have thought, you know, one of these days a captain's note will remain intact, won't be ceremoniously thrown at the messenger. That day will come when a reasonable 12-year-old has been asked to stop doing something they're doing. It's unlikely from all the plain footage I've seen. Remember, as a little kid in a violent school, you get a note, you're not fucking ripping it up and throwing it at the principal.
Oh, fuck no.
I'd get nunchucks to the head or something for that. Not anymore, I suppose.
No, nothing happens now. I told you, I went to a primary school walkthrough. My son's going to primary school next year and all the kids were going around calling the principal by his first name.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said everyone helps each other. Like the grade 5s and 6s, one session a week, go down to the 1s and 2s and help them with stuff.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh. If I was in grade 2 and I saw a grade 6 near my area, like, fuck, someone's getting bashed.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to go.
Yeah.
Get out.
Did you send it to me? Someone sent me a kindergarten clip the other day of some kids sitting there and the teacher said something and this kid goes, fuck you. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Wow.
And his teacher got dragged out.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It's like 4 years, 5 years old max. Whew.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not a big leap to figure out what's going on at home.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like my mate's kinder class. His classmate, the dad keeps getting yelled at for sending him to school with fucking nuggets and chips in his lunchbox.
Yeah, right.
And then the day after it was a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
That's it. Mum's gone.
He solved it with a Krispy Kreme.
Mum is gone.
Yeah. Tell your teacher to shove this, man. I'll give you a good lunch today. This will shut him up. KK donut. Damien then swore at the captain, more cussing. No kids on board, business class only. Pushed him and tried to headbutt him.
Jesus.
Headbutt.
See, I told you he's a bogan.
End game move, isn't it? Checkmate. Yeah. Can you headbutt in that fighting shit you watch?
No.
Not allowed to headbutt. No. And not allowed to kick him in the nuts.
No.
They wear cricket boxes just in case.
Yeah, there's nut shot. If you get a nut shot, you've got 5 minutes to recover.
Even with a cricket box.
Yeah. They are rough. They had a big wind-up kick.
Yeah. You could snap. You could snap the plastic into your scrot. Pinch it in the. Oof! Need more than 5 minutes. Tell you.
Yeah, some just take 30 seconds and get back in. You've got a 4-5, mate.
Yeah,
relax.
I've taken a soccer ball kicked at maximum from a few meters away while I was goalkeeping, and you need well more than 5 minutes. That was days. And to top it, I could still hear the laughter. My own team crowded around just laughing. Couldn't move. Oh. The captain managed to step back and avoid the headbutt. It's quite a risky move
because
you can go backwards and rock-hard forehead that was going to take the impact is out of the frame. You get busted noses and teeth. Mm. Feels unnatural. You see one coming, lean into it.
Yeah,
the headbutt will fucking crack his skull or nose on the hardest part of yours. The path less travelled. Same as the name of Nick Cody's first memoir he released when he was 22 years old.
I think that's the most hurtful one yet.
Nick Cody, the path less travelled, the memoir. The captain then raced in to restrain Damien. Took two people to restrain him properly. That's a fair old ratio.
Yeah.
Yet to see a one-on-one in this situation, actually. You won't get it. You don't have huge muscular flight attendants, as you should. They've got to fit down an aisle. But,
man, I reckon there's three early Wednesday mornings a year where Damien doesn't turn up to work on time.
Yeah.
And no one knows why. They think he's doing a spin class or something.
Yeah.
But he's watching Star of Origin somewhere.
Oh.
Time difference. He's at an Aussie
he's
bar.
He's telling no one. Yeah. He's roughing it. Wrong side of the tracks. No one will see me here. Puts on what he thinks are bogan clothes now. Like just a slightly less expensive suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was, I reckon whoever's got less to lose is naturally stronger. So you're going to need more than one person to restrain one person who's mad.
Oh, yeah,
because you're never as mad. So it's not a fair assumption.
Until that
to say,
person gets hit, then they might fire up.
Yeah. You've got to cop one and then all bets are off.
Can't go in cold against a lunatic.
Yeah, you can apply that to your life as well. Damien was handcuffed and also secured to his seat with nylon straps. At this point, the captain considered him a risk to the passengers and crew. So he diverted the flight.
Oh,
to where?
Oh, well, if I was to hazard a guess, it would be.
Welcome to Shannon Airport, gateway to the Wide Atlantic
Way. Shannon, back again.
Mate,
after
all the way
a big
to
break.
Shannon. Yeah. From New York, though, that's more rare. I mean, it's the first bit of land, last bit of land leaving.
Again, why? It's the.
Could have gone to London.
Yeah.
He's strapped in. It's a private jet. Surely they can just stomp,
no, that's
on, the,
what it is.
Stomp all, on the accelerator.
It's all business class passengers.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Why? Oh, they think danger.
It's like, no. Can anyone here fight? No.
Yeah, right.
Well, Damien has fucking slowed this plane down.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I reckon Marky Mark could travel business class these days. You wouldn't want that little fella on your plane. Biggity bam. Broken noses all around. Damien's solicitor claims he has no recollection of the incident and was mortified when she read out the Garda statements to him.
Wow.
She stated, as is, she stated, he describes himself
as a man that makes global capital markets more efficient, continues to do so by adding additional participants, enabling trusted access to trading and investment opportunities, and delivering the actionable intelligence and insight that our customers need.
You joke about that. That's what he said, and everyone fell asleep. When they woke up, the judge said, well, what? Not guilty. He describes himself as a very gentle soul and told me that he had never in his life tried to headbutt someone before.
Wow.
And he's completely out of character for him. Well, that's a fucking relief, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't headbutt their lawyer should be let off the original crime. He's never headbutted me once.
Yep.
So same goes for con men and murderers, of course.
Gentle soul, but a violent man, apparently.
Yeah.
The Xanax.
Sometimes the soul is not in line with your outer actions.
Well, it's Bart, our mate Bart's bit about jet lag that I love. Said jet lag is just your spirit trying to catch up to your body.
Yeah.
The physical body's traveled too quickly.
Yeah. Physical body can do a lot more.
Maybe that's what's happening to Damien.
Yeah.
His soul was left behind in New York.
Oh, I don't know. But Judge Patrick Durkin, he's still sitting on the Ennis local court dealing with the likes of the perps we send his way.
Yeah.
in
Durkin.
Dirks.
Do you think he would have heard that a bit?
Durkin. That probably egged him on to make something with of his life. Yeah, call me Dirk now, eh? Dirks.
Durkin.
In 2017, a 79-year-old playwright and activist, you know those old lefties, they've got nothing left to lose but their minds, Margareta Darcy, rolled up to court in a Zimmer frame in an orange jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah?
Just got herself dubbed the Guantanamo Granny. While appearing, she shuffled up to the bench and attempted a citizen's arrest on Judge Durkin.
That's great.
Yes.
There we go.
Dirk said, yeah, that's cute. Fuck off, old lady. You're getting a 3-month suspended sentence for standing on the runway at Shannon and stopping planes from landing.
Fucking hell.
That is, I tell you what. What happens if a one-runway town has a lunatic on there and they refuse to leave or they barricade themselves or something?
We've found you guilty of playing airport chicken.
Yeah. That is. Surely.
So what, planes are coming in and then just see this lunatic and go, whoop.
I dare say ATC picked it up and said there's a fucking lunatic on there.
Yeah.
She's not going to move fast.
Yeah.
Go around her. Do a turnaround.
Hey, boys, you want to land this thing on, put the windshield wipers on and we'll see you shortly.
Well, surely a pilot would eventually just say, look, I'm out of fuel, so I'm landing.
Yeah.
An old woman gets pulverized. I'll have to live with that.
A human Sally sucked into the engine.
Yeah. I bet she'd ditch her fucking Zimmer frame at the last moment and find her second wind if a plane played chicken. On the other hand, Dirk's jailed a bloke for not feeding his cows properly. So
Dirk's seen a lot of different cases.
A lot of up and down.
Yeah.
It is. All the other shit that goes through that court's just peace activists representing themselves, fucking drunks looking for something to do, regular Irish stuff. So I'm surprised no comedy / drama sideswiper hasn't made a TV show out of Shannon Court. It's all cute stuff and air rage. Like it's all just cute old, you know, small town shit. You know, those endearing shows we continue to call comedy and put out.
Oh.
No fucking small town bullshit. You know, this is heartwarming, therefore incredibly funny.
On the network that pays your bills, mate. But I fucking pay them.
I'm a dramatist now. I'm a political humorist and satirist and dramatist. Comedy is out of the question. Anyway, Judge Patrick Durkin, he told the court that the Damien Kington that is reflected so well in the references, I only heard one, that was from the man himself, and testimonials before me ceased to exist, and that for a period on the aeroplane, a different person was wearing his clothes and was occupying his skin and physical person. Good one, mate.
Jesus. fuck off. Good fart.
Ambien and alcohol, that's the combo that ended up being guilty when REM guitarist Peter Buck was in strife for Air Rage in 2002.
That's right. Wouldn't have Damien be able to just lean on the world's leading asset managers that he'd know? Couldn't he just call up liquidity? Hey, liquidity, can you put in a good
Is there word something for us? Liquid we could sort this out with, Judge? Do you reckon you not get done for a bribe if you're talking in manager speak? You're just talking about fucking absolute gibberish. They don't know that you're just offering cash. But if they do, they'll take it. What do you reckon Judge Dirks Durkin gave him as punishment? Money and custodial sentencing we're looking for here.
Well,
the double.
Judge Durr said, Damien, even though you're a part of a firm that manages an electronic marketplace for institutional trading that brings buyers and sellers together and enables them to anonymously trade, you fucking kicked off on this plane, mate. And I'm sentencing you to 6 months suspended sentence, $20,000 fine.
The judge ordered Damien to pay. I mean, that anonymous buyers and sellers, that just sounds sus. The fuck are they buying and selling? I'm not allowed to know about. Belongs to me or the people, obviously.
They're just buying shares. It's just a trading.
Why does that need to be anonymous? I thought it'd be illegal to be anonymous.
So it connects the world's leading asset managers to one of the largest pools of liquidity. So it's just cash.
Cash. Bermuda cash or something.
Moving cash.
Judge ordered Damien to pay 3,367 euros in compensation to BA. And
3,000?
Yeah, 3,300.
Fuck all.
Euros. Greek euros. On top of that, 1,000 euros to the poor box. Still a bit of Irish shit there fucking dinging around with. Priest drinking money. A bit of walking around cash for the brethren, from what I can see.
To be sure.
I used to see the odd priest buying booze and think, where'd you fucking get that? At the Catholic Church. No idea if this is still the case, but the collection plate used to get shaken at the end of every aisle by the priest a few times per mass. I'd stand at the end of the aisle.
Oh, you had to spend a lot of – you went to a lot of church.
Not not if there were a choice, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, like, of course.
No, but that's most. I mean, I'd, no, not just kids. My parents never sent me to fucking church.
Oh, okay.
We never went on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
They'd hate you for it. I'd like, fuck off. Sunday's our time.
Yeah.
We're busy. We're working all week. Rack off. But school involved a lot of mass and church and shit.
Yeah, wow.
And there's voluntary Friday morning mass and stuff. Yeah, I don't think so. First round was for the poor people. Mm-hmm. Second round was for the priest's pocket money. You'd give that an extra shake or two on that one and glare at anyone who didn't drop some coins in. Shameless. You had to put your hand in it, make some noise.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you're sneaky too, if you're a bit of a magician, you'd get one up into your sleeve or something. Find yourself with 20 cents. Have a sunny boy. Or you could drop in an empty envelope.
Oh, and just pretend with a little tear at the bottom.
So long as there's an envelope already in there.
I did that for school photos, year 12.
Yeah.
I think my mum ordered the full kit. Yeah, the like $25 package.
Yeah.
And there was like $15 in $5 notes and the rest were coins. And I just made a little, just a tiny tear at the bottom. It didn't look like a human tore. It just looked like it had split.
Yeah.
And got all the coins out and a $5 note. I think I left 10 bucks in there or something.
Yeah.
And got the full. Maybe I stole all of it.
You still get the full whack.
But I remember buying numerous friends' maxi bonds.
Great. A man of the people.
Yeah.
A modern Robin Hood.
Fuck, it'd be hard. In 2004 to spend $25 at a canteen, that is, you're getting diabetes.
Well, at my school, you would have got dragged into the principal's office and fucking flogged just on suspicion of something something wrong happening. Why the fuck you got $25?
Yeah.
But then later on, the priest though, generally, they'd be responsible for divvying up the spoils of the parishioners' generosity.
Mm.
So, and the priests, of course, would always be very honest while they're counting up the loot by themselves in the crypt. This for the poor people, this for me.
Yeah.
Sure. As far as further punishment goes, the judge said that on the basis of the money paid and the other factors outlined, he would strike out the charge.
Hold on.
Nothing.
So he's trying to headbutt a pilot. He's called people pedophiles.
Mm-hmm. Got the plane diverted.
Got the plane diverted. Did he punch someone? No.
No.
Try to headbutt. Mate.
Fucking good value, though.
Great value.
Like, see you, Damien.
Damien has done very well there. $4,500.
Mate, I'd send him to jail for some time. Just whack an extra month on. Say, let that be a lesson to your parents for calling you Damien.
Mate.
That's for them. Gross.
He's done very well.
This is the same Judge Paddy Dirks Durkin, who in 2020, right at the height of the pandemonium, when COVID had just
And what
been,
year was this again?
2017, I think.
2017?
No, 12.
2012. Ah,
2012. Yeah. When COVID had just been invented, he jailed a 21-year-old Shannon man for 8 months for spitting all over a drunk take holding cell.
Oh.
Man, after my heart, to be honest, spitting in even normal times should be mandatory custodial sentence life, preferably. Discourage it. Three strikes, you're out, that sort of thing. Headbutts, fucking dealer's choice, obviously.
Yeah.
You can fucking do what you want.
Yeah, spitting's rotten.
Whew,
the although I did do one on the way here on the pushy. Do you reckon Damien was stressed because of July 2011, Six Swiss Exchange and LiquidNet launched a platform for non-displayed equity block trading, which allowed Six Swiss Exchange members and LiquidNet's buy-side members to execute large block trades?
I fucking hate all of this and... What's block now? Block is just big.
No, blockchain. Like Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. So people that use an app or whatever to buy Bitcoin, it defeats the purpose of having Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's middleman shit on a thing that's there for people just to be able to use. And you can track the thing through blockchain technology. There's meant to be no middleman. That's the whole point of Bitcoin.
It's over though, isn't it? Bitcoin's finished.
You don't know.
Like whoever made
bumped
that up
a big
they're
chunk.
Having a bloody good laugh, whoever made that up. Like that's the ultimate.
I know a bloke from the Western Suburbs who was a millionaire from buying drugs illegally using Bitcoin in 2010 or something.
Yeah.
And just forgot that he had a bunch.
Of Bitcoin.
And then Bitcoin went bunter.
Yeah, but then
he made a bunch
could
of
he
cash.
Cash out? Can you cash out? Or you just get paid in Bitcoin?
He could cash out.
Oh, yeah. So he got actual cash for his Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. That's the bit that always gets me is that it's got nothing to do with money. It's valued at $33,000 US dollars.
Yeah. Of course. You're not turning up with a fucking empty briefcase going, there's Bitcoin in here. It's empty. I'm buying a house with it. Thanks very much, Ray White.
No. You know the story of the bloke that he squandered. May 22nd, 2010, bloke named Jeremy, traded two large pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin.
Yeah. What, he wanted the pizzas?
Yeah, so he bought them. He had 10,000 Bitcoins at the time, reportedly valued at about $41.
But when you give someone Bitcoin, you're just giving them some internet address or something, aren't you? What are you giving them? A code?
Yeah, it is.
Then you just keep like the code written down in your back pocket. Get them yourself.
No.
What?
No, it's all set. Everything's tracked. You can see where every Bitcoin's gone, who's owned that Bitcoin.
Fucking bullshit. As if,
yeah, you can track everything.
Well, I could just say to you, you know, I want that pizza. Here's a code for my Bitcoin. Then get straight in 10 minutes later, just say
no. No. But I think it then trades into your Bitcoin wallet. I'm not 100% sure on how it works. I've never bought Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But he's $41 a Bitcoin in 2010, May 25th, 2021. Would have been worth what? It's $41.
Oh, 6 million.
501 million Australian dollars.
Yeah, right. Could you liquidate that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sucked in.
Yeah.
Anyway, get yourself some imaginary coins, everyone, and live life. Get ahead in life. And I don't know, get around some fucking words that the rest of us don't know what we're talking about.
When you make that money, you know where to go. You need to go to a global institution investment network that connects asset managers with liquidity. LiquidNet. Have
it. Sweet.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want bonus eps, early access to live show tickets, Perth is now sold out, and early access to the episodes, get around us on Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl, lukeheggie.com for all your tour dates. Grot is flying.
Yeah. And nickcody.com.au for upcoming shit.
Yes. Get around us. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you, mate.
Boot.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.